Go.
Good evening, everyone. This is Steven, a.k.a. Hidden Emerald, a.k.a. The Shark. Some of you know.
Steven, really?
Some of you know. My blog on the importance of memories made the front page today. While writing it, I was inspired to do a podcast with my fellow D-Nut clanmates, where we will talk about some of our favorite video game memories. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
None of which are good. Just to warn you for now.
Mine are subpar, I gotta say.
Subpar, okay. That's good for us. That's good for us, actually.
All right, so we've got Anthony, Game Guy 523. We've got Jeff. We've got Jeff, Defy by Default.
Yeah.
We've got Jose, Jose O'Matic.
That wasn't Jose Yang.
That was a
crowd.
We got Sam.
Chaos Control.
Yeah, of course. Wouldn't have it.
Anyway. Been out.
Can you be any more cliche?
Who is this Sam?
Yeah. Wait, who are
All right, so I'm gonna start us off because I'm awesome like that.
Just because he gets one blog on the front page, he thinks he's God. Gee.
Yeah, wait till you get 37 like Anthony. Oh, my gosh.
None of which are good.
Hey, they're better than something.
Get on with it.
All right, so one of my favorite gaming memories isn't from actually playing a game. I was preparing for a marathon with my dad, and we were running an 18-mile run on a dam, and for the entire 18 miles, every step of the way, I was him every little detail about Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories. It was pretty cool.
That's so awesome.
Every 2 miles, I would stop and test him to make sure he was paying attention, and he passed every single quiz. I was very impressed, actually.
Yeah, Goofy's the one with the long ears. Yes, exactly.
I thought you were going to say you took a little Pokemon Walker with you. And
this is before the Pokemon Walker, sadly.
Oh,
Tamagotchi.
Yes.
Before the 3DS and everything.
Tamagotchi. Oh, that could be a memory of its own.
Oh. I never played him, actually. Marissa.
I
never had one, but I was responsible for like 3 deaths.
Oh god!
I was 82.
Yeah, you you actually mentioned that in your top 100 games, right, Steve?
Everyone
should check out.
Everyone should check that out. Go check my blog. It's there.
Now give me my $20.
I didn't see it.
But yeah, that's the reason it's in my top 20, I think. So. But that was awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
I told him every single card combo, everything. My dad knows that game better than probably half the world.
If I were to tell my dad about like a video game, he'd be like, "Oh, is that like the sequel to Space Invaders or something?" I have no idea.
Dad would not play. I mean,
Rechain
Memory. He could have played that one.
Isn't Mass Effect a sequel to Space Invaders?
That's right, Sam.
Sure,
yeah,
that's what the Reapers are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have more choices in Space Invaders, though.
Yeah.
None of my family really games at all. So
yeah,
I'm
same here.
Jealous.
Yeah, same here, Jeff.
My sister's one of those people that when they play Mario, they move the controller once she jumps.
Like, especially with like racing game.
They just like turn the wheel.
Oh yeah. That's why you get it for Wii. That actually makes sense.
My sister is actually interested in Kingdom Hearts. She really likes Kingdom Hearts, but that's
nice.
About it.
And my sister is Spyro.
Oh, Spyro? Nice.
Yeah, my
sister. I heard that Sam's sister's good at video games.
She likes to play Smash Brothers a lot.
Yeah,
she kicked my ass.
My sister loves Soul Calibur. She's
only 3 times.
Only 3 times.
Only because you asked. Anyway.
Good choice, Steve.
Yeah. Another one.
It was okay. 7-9.
All right,
we'll rate each one.
7.9.
7.9.
So I never played the first 3 Sly games. I actually just watched. But I did watch them all the way through. I was at my friend's house with my brother. And those two were just switching off playing the game, and we had a great time. Ate tons of fruit.
Right? 8 tons of fruit? Oh.
Yeah, no, nothing exciting, just fruit, but a lot of it.
And the whole room smelled like clementines. We all started turning orange.
We just started sprouting oranges and stuff. Oh, it was nuts. It was cool.
Yeah, it's amazing how your experience of a game can be escalated when you're in the presence of other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Almost all my games are on my, or I love them because I got to experience them either with other people or with other people in the room.
But yeah, don't you imagine some games and some, especially some movies, are just better when you have those memories with like family members or friends?
Oh, definitely.
Like, so much better.
Oh, it's God, like, without a doubt.
Playing Conker with my cousins, like, that had to be some of the best moments.
Oh, yeah.
Or even like watching Nacho Libre. It's a crap movie, but.
No,
all my memories of it, I just watched it with, like, family.
I was, actually, for that movie, I was on Netflix with two of my cousins. We were hanging out at my house, and we were looking through. We spent, like, 2 hours trying to figure out a movie to watch, and then I was like, oh, dude, Nacho Libre, let's watch that. I've never seen it before. And my cousin's just like, we don't want to watch it.
Yeah, dude, we quote the hell out of that movie.
Oh, dude.
Oh, Nacho Libre, I've never seen it before. Congratulations.
Oh, that's a good one. I like Nacho Libre.
You know I had Reese's and Easter?
The corn scene, I just burst out laughing so loud, my cousin will not let me forget it.
Yeah.
Both of the corn scenes, actually.
The holy chips.
Oh, that was amazing. And the breakdancing fighter, that guy was awesome. And
Zoolander?
There he is.
Zoolander?
That's a good one. I saw that the first time in a bus on the way to a competition for marching band. So the at least half of the marching band was just watching the movie and just laughing every 5 seconds. It was beautiful.
Reenacting the gas station scene with my friends is my favorite gaming moment. You know, Johnny died, but it was our, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what made it so great.
And
Johnny's not here.
I'd be
here
tonight. Yeah, yeah, it just happened.
You do have it filmed, right? We put it up on
Look, exactly. The audio file will be at the end of this podcast.
Excellent. Yeah, sure. Wouldn't have it any other way.
What song do they sing again when they're dancing with the gasoline? I can't remember. Oh gosh, I'm ashamed. I don't know a Zoolander.
Relax.
Is it? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Whatever.
It was a gaming podcast.
It was a game. Yeah. Right. So, third memory. Let's go ahead. Go. You guys know Demon's Souls, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be brutally hard or whatever.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it. You know.
Yeah.
A little snippet.
That's the one that's really easy.
That's the sequel to Space Invaders, right?
Right.
So
I had played through the game, loved it and all that, and then I saw on GameStop's website they had like a little new second release thing, and it came with the art book and soundtrack, and it was like $20, so I picked that up so I get the soundtrack because I love picking up sound. I collect them. And so I had the extra game, and I was like, I don't know what the hell to do with this thing. So I was like, I could give it to my brother, but he doesn't really like. Well, I think he likes the game, but he didn't get into it that much. And my other brother already had a copy, so he didn't need a copy. So I was like, I don't know what to give it to. And then I was like, oh, dude, my friend that I play Call of Duty with, I'll give it to him for Christmas. And then, I mean, this was before I knew him really well. I think this was Modern Warfare 2 era, or Black Ops. I think it was like after the first half year of Black Ops or something. He came, yeah, me and Call of Duty, man, we go back. It was Christmas, and he came to my grandma's house. All my cousins get together, we open presents in the garage, and then go play whatever new games we got. So he had come a little late, and he'd gone straight upstairs to the game room. And I was like, oh, dude, did you open your presents? He's like, what? Nobody gets me any presents. Nobody knows me. I'm not part of the family yet. And I'm like, no, man, I got you a present. And he's like, what? What? Sweet. So he opened up Demon's Souls, and for the new year, the first thing we did, like midnight for January 1st, we were just running through Demon's Souls, him and I. It was awesome. Like, I knew where to go and everything, and he was just following me, and he probably went through that game dying, like, the least amount of times out of anybody, so I take full credit for that. It's all me.
And so you
had the opposite experience with Demon's
Souls. Wait, How many trophies did he earn?
Trophies? No, he does not have the platinum. No, sir. I don't have the platinum. Screw that, dude.
Good lord. The Demon Souls platinum? Oh, my God.
I'm going to go for the Dark Souls platinum with my roommate because he plays Dark Souls, so I'm getting my disc sent back up here.
You might as well try swimming across the Pacific Ocean instead, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, there's more sharks if you do that, so I think I'll do that.
But, I mean, that actually, it's kind of cool because it brought you closer to him, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you didn't know him, right?
Yeah, it was Call of Duty and that. Those two games, like, made this dude my best friend ever. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, now it's Thursday and Friday, every night we play Call of Duty for like 3 or 4 hours, and it's just, it's awesome. We go to the beach and skimboarding all the time together, too, so.
Pokemon was my game for that.
Skimboarding.
Pokemon was how I got closer to my cousin, like, and now we're like best friends. He lives across the block.
Nice. So you just like grab blue or red and blue and stuff?
Yeah, we've got separate versions. I didn't know him that well, and I was always kind of like intimidated because he was older than me. He was like,
he
was just like kind of like, I didn't know he was into gaming until I found out he was so, you know, that he was into Pokemon.
Totally,
like the first month it came out, and I got Charmander, he got Squirtle, and
Charmander.
Good times. So if we average all of Steve's, let's see, he gets a 6.5. No, no.
It's the highest score I've ever got.
Oh,
right. Sam, what do you got for
us? Mr. Blue's up next.
Let's see. Actually, can Jose go next? Because I'm still kind of thinking over.
Yeah,
I'll go. I can go.
All right.
Save the podcast, Jose. What do you got?
All right. I have a birthday memory with Mega Man 2. And Mega Man 2, oh, God. I got the NES, probably close to an L game, the Super Nintendo. I was like, everyone had the NES, and I was begging my parents to get me some kind of gaming system, because we all had an Atari, but not really. And so I finally got the NES, and then everyone else got the Super NES like a couple of months later. And the first game I actually beat for it was Mega Man 2.
Nice.
And I spent like hours playing this game, hours. I broke my first controller playing that game. It's just like toss those little NES controllers. It just bounced and hit the wall and shattered.
Oh my gosh.
So the day I beat that game, I remember it was my 12th birthday. I woke up early and I got to Dr. Wise Castle, so I had the code all ready to go. I input it. And boom, I start my run. And, oh my God, I don't know how long I spent on it, but I think around 12 or 1, I beat the game in one sitting, like, all throughout the
trophy year. Happened.
If trophies had been there, it would have been doubled.
Well, trophy number. Come on.
Jose, do you have the Demon Souls spot?
No, I haven't even tried Demon Souls. It's in my list. I think that's the one you get for Fishes and Blows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yep. I haven't tried it.
It's super good.
And Jose had Jose had no hair when he was done with it. Just all fell off.
Oh, God. No, all the hair I stuck with my chest hair.
Yeah, I beat Mega Man
at 12, yeah.
I beat Mega Man 2, and in that very instant I became a man.
Both, yeah, look.
Does, look down at places I did before.
And I mean physically. you just oh my God, I beat Mega Man 2.
Oh, it was cool because I had a birthday party later that day, and I was telling everyone how to beat it.
It wasn't a birthday party.
I love the ending. I think that was the only NES game I ever beat. Besides, like, Wheel of Fortune or something.
Well, that's almost as good.
It's almost
as good. If you see the credits, you beat the game. That's what I said.
If you
see, I love the games where you can see the credits before you even start the game.
If you see Vanna White, you've beaten the game.
In 8-bit.
Yeah, in 8-bit. Oh, that 8-bit Vanna White.
As long as she's not Betty White, because no one likes Betty White.
Yeah. All right.
What else you got,
I got another one, another NES memory. This time I was actually playing. This is like, oh my god, this is actually one of my earliest memories. It's when everyone knows that I was never really into sort of Zelda much. Actually, I wasn't really into gaming much when I was a kid. I'd rather like
outside
and do things and stuff like that. And
I played outside all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I found my Zelda store a bunch of times. I didn't get it to Zelda until Wind Waker, actually. But
when I got into Zelda.
I watched my cousin play Ocarina and my other cousins play Link to the Past when that came out. But the first time I was introduced to Zelda was my aunt. And I would watch her play The Legend of Zelda on the NES.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go over to her to their house, I would sit and watch, take care of me. I was probably like maybe 4 or 5. And she was close to me, and she kept telling me, I'm going to beat the game. And she's like, she's playing, and I'm just watching her. And she kept telling me that she's going to beat it. She's close, she knows it. All these hearts. And then she does this, and my cousin comes in and hits the stand where the NES is.
No!
And it freezes the game.
No!
Oh, mad. Oh, good lord, she got furious. You know what? I've never seen her play a game since that moment.
So
her NES. And she's never played a game at that moment.
So one of your favorite video game moments, Jose, is somebody being in horrible pain?
Yeah, that's huge.
That's the favorite part.
Oh, it was great.
And she was so upset. Oh, great. She was close to tears.
Oh. Oh, man. I think we've all been there, though, right? Where we just have a ton of progress and then boom, out the window.
I was playing with my cousin. We were playing Smash Bros. My older brother was trying to unlock NES, I think, in the N64 Super Smash Bros. And he was, you know, his last life. He was about to beat NES. I mean, this is before we creamed everything, but he's about to beat NES. We're all super excited. We're like, oh, yeah, NES, all right. My older cousin comes in with this helicopter, and it's got like a little trigger, and you pull the trigger, and the rotors spin in. And he goes close to the N64 and just hits the power button, and all of us are like, no!
Oh, God.
All those moments have to be accompanied with the David scream.
Oh, Sam will appreciate this one. I like 100% at Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, like, had Green Hill Zone, everything. Had a Chaos Chow and everything. And one day, I was on my way out of the Chow Garden, and I accidentally turned my GameCube off while it was saving, corrupted my whole data.
Oh, that happened to me a few times.
Oh,
man.
At least you know you've done it, if you know what I mean. No.
Yeah, I had a PlayStation that got the yellow light, and I was in the middle of playing Dead Space. I was probably like 7/8 through Dead Space, the first Dead Space. And I haven't gone back to it since. I just can't bring myself to do it. I've even bought Dead Space 2, and I played like half of it. I'm like, why? Why am I doing this? I just can't. I'll never go back to that.
Why do I bother? Probably. Nothing brings happiness anymore.
It was actually Uncharted 2 that did it.
Oh. Brought the happiness back.
When I first bought the game, I had it unlocked. I put it in, and everything was going great. And then it got to like one of the cinematics, and it froze. And I'm like, shit.
Oh, shit.
And, so then I ejected it, put it back in, restarted my PS3, and then yellow light came on.
Oh, and Jeff, that's the worst possible game for it to happen to, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened, Jeff?
Like Uncharted.
It took me about 6 weeks to get a new PS3, because like, they kept sending it back, and it was never actually fixed.
Oh,
but I eventually got it back. I was playing Uncharted 2, and halfway through, one of the cinematics started to freeze. And I was just flipping out. I was like, no, this can't happen to me.
Oh, no.
But it finally got through it. But to this day, that one cinematic will never play.
Oh, yeah. Don't you get that when you have a game that kind of like freezes? Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you get a new copy, you always kind of like wince at that one part. Like, freeze. Like, I played Metal Gear Solid, like, the first one. And my game froze when, who was it? The Sarpa Chief, the other guy that Aqua had changed up, that guy's name.
Ross? Jeff probably knows, right?
Not the Dapper Chief?
No, not Dapper Chief. What's the other one? Armtech President Baker, right?
Yeah, Kenneth Baker.
Yeah, he's explaining how you get in contact with Merrill. So, like, contact Merrill, and then my game froze, and it had that little loading. I'm like, okay, how do I contact Merrill? And it's like I had to push X to skip that scene because it wouldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to play that part. I had to play that part again, and it was still free. And so I'm like, oh my god, I don't know how to contact this girl. And so I went through every single codec thing, like every number, trying to get her. And then later on, I found out that it was in the back of the box that he actually said he can't remember the number. He tells me to look in the back of the box.
How do they handle that in the digital version? Like, Because, I mean, we done the PS Classic, and it tells you to look at the back of the box, and you've never played a game before. Like, what are you supposed to do?
That's such a neat idea.
Manual, though.
It doesn't what?
Has a digital manual. I think it has the covers on there too.
Something similar happened to me with the Kingdom Hearts game, the original, because I got into it like in, I think it was early 2012. I got the PS, the first game, PS2, and the ending of the game was like really slow for some reason, and I couldn't figure out why. I knew the disc was scratched a lot, but I didn't know it was like hindering the game. So I got to, like, the final segment, and I was dying a lot, but I finally got to, like, Ansem's final form, which is that tower thing, and it was just so easy. I, like, breezed right through it. It just felt so easy.
Huh.
And then the game just stopped working, and just the ending of the game wouldn't work. And I finally ordered another copy this summer, and I was, like, right at the end on one of my saves, so I went back and replayed the ending. And Ansem was actually harder, because his one move wouldn't activate whenever he's, like, on top of the tower and he does, like, the spin attack.
Oh, wow.
He wouldn't do the one attack where he would spin and then draw everything into himself. That wouldn't activate at all. So I would just sit there and wail on him.
So the game was actually damaged in a way that messed up with one of the boss's programming, Sam? Yeah. So that's amazing. So he was easier. That's amazing.
I actually died when I replayed it because I wasn't expecting him to do that kind of an attack.
Oh, my gosh.
I just thought I'd go up there and wail on it. It was so weird.
Do you have a third, Jose? Or?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. This is during the NES days, Super NES days. My cousin and I rented Donkey Kong Country Return.
Oh.
He was on his break, but I still had school because we were in two different cities, and we usually meet up at my grandma's house and spend the night there when we have days off from school. And so it was Sunday, and Sunday night he didn't have school and I had school the next day, and we were like playing Donkey Kong Country the whole night we were playing it. And then we wake up in the morning, we start playing again, and like, oh my god, I got school, I gotta go to school soon. And he's like, you gotta pay your sick. And I come from a parent who, like, never believe that I'm sick with anything. And so I was like, no, I have to be sick to stay home. And he's like, you know what we can do? We sit you in front of the heater. We have one of those little space heaters.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there for like 5 minutes in the heat, and then you go outside. And it was really cold, like winter. Uh-huh. And I did that for like an hour. And I think I did get sick. I was feeling really weird. I legitimately got sick when you play this game.
Once again, Jose, and is this a happy memory? Or?
I told all my memories. I have some weird thing next that goes with it. And so I finally told my parents. I called my mom. And I was like, hey, I'm sick. I can't go to school. I'm going to stay here. And she's like, no, I'm going to go pick you up. So I didn't even get to stay and play the game. I had to go.
And you still had to go.
And that's why I hate Nintendo.
Exactly. It's all Reggie's fault.
Makes sense.
I told you to do it.
Sam, you ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Oh, no pants.
Okay. not.
My favorite memory was when I was playing Shadow the Hedgehog and I took my pants
and when I had no pants on.
I think I was like 7 or 8, and I just got the Sonic and Knuckles cart because I figured out or found out that you can plug Sonic 3 on top of Sonic and Knuckles, and I was like really stoked. I had my cousin over, and after I beat the game, I was going back and getting the Chaos Emeralds, and I just remember having so much trouble with like the Super Emeralds, which are like the second form of the mm-hmm. Chaos Emeralds.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin actually helped me do a few of the stages. And then I wasn't really expecting much because I knew that the Chaos Emeralds gave you Supersonic, but I didn't know that the Super Emeralds gave you Hypersonic. And then all of a sudden, you get them all, and this thing just comes across the screen. You can now become Hypersonic. And I'm like, what the hell? And we both just kind of freak out, and we're like, we got to get 50 rings, got to get 50 rings. And when we see him go, like, full-on Hypersonic, mm-hmm. and with, like, the sparkles and everything, we just, our jaws hit the floor.
You lie down and just put your jaw on the floor.
Yeah. It was, oh my gosh. We couldn't stop. And then we had to get, like, we had to find out what Knuckles was. And then we found out that Tails actually can have some kind of a super form. But I'll never forget that moment. We got them all. And we're like, now we can do something else? What?
Oh, man. Back in the days,
there's more.
Back in the good old days, Sam, when there was no internet and you discover it and everyone discovers things for themselves, yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah. It was the best feeling ever.
Dude, that's what we, my brother and I did for Pokemon White and Black. We just completely avoided all news on that game. And we're doing it again for X and Y.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in, we didn't know any of the Pokemon. We didn't know any of the, like, the special little stuff. And, like, every single Pokemon, we're just like, no fucking way, this is awesome. Like, when my Snivy evolved, I was like, bam, I win, GG, this is the best Pokemon ever. And then I saw Pignite in my rival fight, and I just called my brother up. I was like, Mike, your guy's awesome. He's like, I know. And it was awesome.
Is that like a squid? I don't even know. I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. That discovery is such a key component of enjoying games.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Okay, second memory, I think I'm going to fast forward up to 2011 when I got my PS3 with Sonic Generations.
Oh, nice.
I remember, like, I was really, really looking forward to playing it, and I was thinking to myself, it'll probably live up to my expectations, but I don't really, you know, I wasn't really expecting a super boom, because, I mean, Colors was good, but it was really good to me, but I wasn't really expecting it to, like, surpass that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went into the game and just noticed, like, every single detail that was put there for, like, fans. Just being able to choose the soundtracks, the remixing of the old soundtracks from the old Sonic games. I was not expecting that much detail, work to go into it. I still say to this day it's like a Sonic fan wet dream, but I just remember that night. I was just so happy to have that game, and it was like the best feeling of the world. It made me happy that I would stay a Sonic fan.
Yeah,
they did an amazing job.
Ben, did you amazing go to that Homer Simpson celebration where he gets on the floor and just goes around?
They did an amazing job.
I'm pretty sure I yelled in my bedroom, like,
was it an Anakin? It's working.
I was about to say that.
It's just freeze frame clumped down.
I'm pretty sure being able to choose your soundtrack is the only reason I got the platinum in that game. Live and learn.
Oh, God. The entire time. Pumpkin Hill.
I still need to pick up that game.
Pumpkin Hill, just the entire time.
It's the trophy for beating the final boss without getting hit at all. I couldn't do it until I played that song.
Okay, and the third one is with the original Smash Brothers 64.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin and I used to stay up late playing it, and I remember one night we did some, like, really random fights where we basically just turned on all bombs, like, super high.
So
they were just dropping everywhere, and it was like a survival contest. We were yelling and just screaming at each other in very comical ways. And I remember just laughing so hard because he would just do, like, the stupidest moves with the bombs. But, oh, man, I think that was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Smash was good times, man.
I love having items on in Smash Brothers.
Oh, I never
yeah, know. It's just special. A little bit, you know?
For the randomosity that it provides, it's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, there was this one time I was playing Brawl with my cousin's brother, and someone was Lucario and someone was Ness, and Lucario shot a fully charged, you know, Aura Sphere at the Ness. The Ness hits it back with his bat into a soccer ball that literally just spawned in front of it, and it hit the soccer ball into a guy that was above the Lucario, and it sent that guy flying, and then the other guy finished off Lucario. It was beautiful.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's why.
If you don't mind, I'd like to just tack on one more, because I think...
Yeah, go for it, dude.
No.
I kind of don't want to leave it out.
No,
Sam.
No.
Raise the limit.
You have to leave.
Yeah, we'll just edit it later.
Yeah, we'll just edit it out. Exactly, Jeff.
This one's actually the most recent. It was back in, I think, February or January, when I attempted the Kingdom Hearts 3D Level 1 critical run.
Hmm?
Anthony, you remember this.
Oh, yes.
When I fought the Wargoyle in, what did they call it? Notre Dame.
Clake Stalos something.
I don't even want to try to pronounce it. But it was down to the wire. This was like my 13th time. It felt like my 13th time fighting him. But it was down to like one hit, and I was about to die. And the Wargoyle had just a sliver of damage left on him. I didn't think that I could actually hit him again. But I jumped up on the clock tower, like, toward the wall. And he was, like, spinning over in the upper right-hand corner of the screen.
Oh.
And I landed right down in front of him. And I noticed he turned at me really quick. And I thought I would try to, like, use one of my other moves. But I realized I hadn't. My magic was mostly depleted. But I did have one Blizzard. And Blizzard is his weakness. I fired as he swung at me. And just right before his arm met Sora, the Blizzard hit him and the match ended.
Oh, ooh,
close.
Just in that little brief smidgen of a second. And Anthony, you know how much was freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally rolling. Just that brief millisecond. And that was the end of the match. It was like the best feeling, one of the best feelings I've ever had.
Oh, God. It reminds me of the time I was fighting the final boss of Ni No Kuni, and I literally had, like, one HP, no magic left. She was about to kill me, and she's, like, just about dead, and then at the very last second, Drippy comes out with Tidy Tears and saves my ass.
Oh.
And I was, oh, my God, I was, like, dancing. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
He's a hero. Never forget. Drippy.
So yeah.
Jeff, what do you got for us?
Oh, I'm supposed to participate?
Saving the worst for last.
Okay, I'm going to start with something pretty recent as well. Actually, you're on the same time frame as Sam's. I'm going to go back to the Trophy War this year.
Ooh.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made it my mission to defeat Jose.
Did you?
In a sense, who had more platinum trophies, Jose?
Doesn't matter.
But I'm not really just talking about the structure war. Just things that happened at my gym in general in the last year have really struck a chord with me. The Secret Santa as well.
Oh, God, yeah.
And me and Jose started making sure that Seamish wasn't left out of the Secret Santa. Months and months later, like,
mm-hmm.
March?
Oh, yeah.
April? It was pretty late, like when the final pressing went out. It just made me realize how such a great community that we're part of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I hate all of you.
And
screw you guys.
If I prize for the trophy war was still bigger than Jose, so I kind of win.
It's not the size that matters.
I did.
Well, then I'm good then. That's good news. My second one is a little family-related one. I kind of mentioned part of it in the blog. As a kid, I didn't really have a lot of people to play with in terms of my family, but I did once convince my dad to play Blades of Steel for the NES. And he is not technologically inclined in any way. I'm surprised he can use a microwave.
How do you work this toaster? Yes.
Exactly.
While he's holding the NES controller. How do you...
he's playing with me. And
throw my buttons.
I would literally just have to say, I think I'm going to move my character to the right. And he would go to the block, because it's a hockey game, if you don't know what place to steal is.
Yeah.
He would go that direction, I would just go the other way and score. And it happened over and over again. Maybe he was just sort of, like, letting me win, but I don't think so. He's pretty terrible. But it just really struck me as a great memory. It's just a lot something that I did with my dad. My
it's always so great when, like, the parents play.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I remember my dad and my uncle, we just bought Gran Turismo and the steering wheel controller. And at first they just tried it to have fun with it, and then they started getting really competitive on it. And yeah, they were getting mad at each other.
Oh man, Jeff. That was Blades of Steel, right?
Yeah.
I think my uncle gave me a copy of that game. I think I still have it. Oh man, that was pretty fun.
My favorite hockey game ever.
Dude, NHL Hits is my favorite hockey game ever. That thing's nuts.
Whichever one IGN gave a 0 out of 10 is my favorite hockey game.
Just because of that.
So yes, because of that. The only 0 they've ever given.
Oh my god.
My favorite hockey game.
Yeah, didn't they just copy some other game?
I think so, yeah.
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 Oh my goodness. It's creepy, man. Crazy. Anything else, Jeff?
Well, and then this sort of a fast forward to now. Now I've got my own children, and I am a little reluctant to actually let them play anything yet, because my children have already destroyed Wii, several video games, including Mass Effect 2, Resident Evil 5.
I bet they like that one.
I'm sure there's best boss fight ever in that video game. What other video game has a boulder as the final boss?
Oh my god. I was like, what do I even do? Is there a boulder, huh? Try and press the button faster.
The only thing better would be a key.
Or a ladder.
Yeah.
You find out it's the spiritual successor to Baldur's Gate.
No!
I do let them watch me, and they get super excited about certain games. They really love watching me play Tales of Graces.
Yes.
To the point where if I'm driving in the car, because I have my iPod with me all the time, they will scream out, "We want the Asbel song," because they love the intro to that game so much. I can never skip it. I'm not allowed. I have to watch the whole thing, start to finish, every time I play the game, because I need to hear the Asbel songs. And I recently started playing Xillia, and they're very disappointed, because there's no Asbel
songs.
This song's not
2 out of 10.
But they ask for other songs, too. They like to ask for... they don't know the names of any real songs. They ask for the Nathan Drake song sometimes, and the Sweet Tooth song, which is Rob Zombie.
Oh!
They love listening to the Dracula in the car.
Oh!
Because of Twisted Metal.
Nice.
How about what else on Bloodstorm? You know that one?
What's that?
That song was also on Bloodstorm. It's a racing game with a snowmobile.
Snowmobile racing.
A snowmobile, that's awesome.
Sign me up.
Racing games always have the best music.
It's debatable, but yeah, they've got good
music. I love how there's just a moment of silence.
I was just trying to think. I was just trying to think of like.
I was trying to think of stuff.
Exactly, Jose. Cruising.
My mind's like, what do they?
Cruising USA.
The Cardigans, my favorite game. Gran Turismo.
Rainbow Road.
Unfortunately, I haven't. Before. Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road. Yeah.
I remember the demo of Connecticut. Do you guys remember that one?
I don't.
That one has good music.
Mm.
Connecticut is like a game where you're like, there's like girls and guys have like wheels on their arm.
They play a nice game of cards.
PG-13.
All right. Was that three, Jeff?
That was two.
Those two, yeah. Oh, darn it. Thought we were just going to breeze over you. And, you know,
oh, yeah, I guess. Well, you didn't.
What's your third, Jeff? Yeah.
And my third is just split screen parties with friends.
Oh,
sure. Can't go wrong with that. GoldenEye.
Always, exactly. GoldenEye.
Yeah.
No odd jobs.
All trip mines, you know?
GoldenEye, everyone.
Me and my friends used to, we pretty much only played in facility. It was the only level we really liked playing.
Oh, like all the glass, right?
You could blind. You could blindfold me, and I could play facility.
We would spend so much time just trying to prove each other that we could get back up into the vent. Because if you spin around a certain direction, you can go back up in the bench in the ground.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, but we used to play that with making bases. If you go down, like, the hallway at the end, where there's the two rooms on each side, we'd play proximity mines, and we'd set up, like, mines in our bases.
Oh,
and then we'd have to go hunt each other down and try to get into the other person's base without, like, killing ourselves with a proximity mine.
That's awesome.
But I think one of my favorite memories from playing with friends is we were playing Capcom versus SNK 2 for GameCube,
mm-hmm.
and I was playing with a friend. I had literally no health left. I couldn't even see my health bar, and he was, like, probably three quarters full, and he was just bragging, like, oh, man, you're so bad at this game. And I just got so mad, and I just started button mashing on the controller, and he couldn't touch me. I literally just destroyed him, took all his health away, won the match. As soon as it was over, he threw my controller across the room and smashed it against him.
Release your anger. Only your hatred can destroy.
One of my most... I don't even know the word I'm looking for. It's
intense?
Exactly. It's so intense. And I felt so proud of myself and a little bit cocky afterwards.
Yeah, you're so good at this game, aren't you? This is fun.
And then he can... Next match, he killed me again, so...
I used that same tactic when I played against my cousins on Street Fighter 2 on the Super Nintendo. Like, they would let me play because they think I was so bad. But I'd pick Chun-Li and I'd do one move where I'd kind of hunch down to the ground and just do a kick move.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't even get near me. And all my cousins would lose to me to the point where they didn't let me play anymore.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, my cousins, they'll only play Smash Bros. And Soul Calibur with me. They'll never play Street Fighter, Blaze Blue, or anything like that. So, but I'm glad they at least play Soul Calibur, because that game's fun. But
Smash Brothers really got me into fighting games, like, at least wanting to try them, because it's just so simple, and, you know, I always thought they'd be too complicated, or, you know, they look too complicated. But, yeah.
I think Street Fighter 2 was probably my first fighting game.
Yes, you kind of like this
yeah, game. Me too.
I put so much time into that game.
Dude, Soul Calibur 2, 4, and 5, and then Blaze Blue and Smash Bros. Those are the fighting games that I put like, just a ridiculous amount of time into.
Soul Calibur 2 is the one I put the most time into. Well, unless you're counting Smash Brothers, I guess.
Those are a pretty awesome Power Rangers game on the Super Nintendo where you... use all the boards to like a fighting game, I think.
Oh, I think Jeff might have been playing
Jeff
it.
Might know that one.
Yeah, was Jeff streaming it?
I think he was.
Power Ranger fighting game thing?
The Power Ranger fighting game?
Yeah.
It was a fighting game, and you just use all the boards. Right?
Yeah, I definitely streamed that.
Yeah, I remember that.
If it has Power Rangers in the title, Jeff streamed it.
I actually did. I streamed every single Power Rangers title for Super Nintendo that I managed.
Oh my god.
It. Including the racing game.
Oh my god.
Power Rangers
Dio. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's terrible. It's like a mix between an F1 racing game and Mario Kart to an extent. Like it's got very Mario Kart-esque pixels in it. It really reminds me of like almost racing on Donut Hill. Is that Donut Plains? Plains from the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It really reminds me of that level.
Right.
But it's not good.
But it's not good. But it's got Power Rangers in the title, so it's perfection.
Well, that gives it a 7.9 rating.
Anth, what kind of memories you got for us?
Oh, saving the worst for last.
All That's right. right. All the focus will be on your horrible memories.
Yeah.
So, you know.
My first...
So every comment that we might get is going to be on your horrible memories.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, I was really enjoying it until you got to Anthony. I just stopped listening after that. Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, look, you've got Anthony. We've had enough of him.
He's getting old. my first memory is, I'm kind of cheating. It kind of like embodies like a long time span, but it's basically the release of the Wii, of the Nintendo Wii, which of course I know, you know, the Wii obviously kind of a joke now, you know, not the best console, but when it released, when it first released, like it was like a revolution. It was like a cultural phenomenon. Like Nintendo had actually achieved in getting like non-gamers to participate. Like my parents were playing Wii Sports when it was released.
My grandparents were playing Wii Sports.
Oh yeah.
My grandpa creamed us all at Wii Sports Golf.
The first like couple weeks it was out, and like Christmas I brought my Wii console to like my Christmas parties. Like my whole family never like played games at all. They all gathered around, we all played Wii Sports. It was like a surreal thing just seeing like so many people who I've never seen play a video game before, like actually join in and like a competitive.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was.
See that I didn't get that with the Wii. I actually got that with I borrowed the Sony iToner for PS2.
Ah.
And we that's the game they played, and then when the Wii came out, I don't think they were like really much into it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it wore off quickly, but like
yeah,
for a time,
it wore off pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the Wii, like Wii Sports, like the craziness of it. It wore off quickly, but for a time, it was like a novelty, like
it
a
was.
Surreal thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable. Like
I remember spending hours on the Wii.
What's that? What's that, Jeff?
Yeah, spending hours making Miis.
Oh yeah.
I made like probably 100 different Miis, looking up like guides how to make one look like Batman, and just like different Miis. I think I spent more time making Miis on my Wii than playing video games.
Oh man, my cousin, we go to my cousin's house for Christmas for my one side of the family, and then I went to my mom's side and brought the Wii there, and everyone played there. And then I went back to my cousin's house, and we played Wii bowling from like midnight to like 5 a.m. just trying to get like gold medals on all the stages. Just me and my cousin Mike, my cousin Megan, just playing Wii bowling, Wii Sports all night. It was surreal.
It really was. I remember Christmas of 06, I didn't have a Wii, but my cousin got one, the one who's usually more into PlayStation, but he got a Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole family, we usually go over there, and we were all down there playing with it, looking at it, and they were talking about it. I've never seen like the world just kind of crowd around the game system like
I know.
That. I mean, it was on the news. It was in, you know, magazines, people just talking about this new gaming system that could read your motion.
Yeah, all over.
It was just, oh my gosh.
For a brief moment, Nintendo had done it. They had like created a revolution. It didn't last long, but
yeah, even nursing homes. I'd go
there,
in the nursing homes and I'd see them everywhere.
Oh yeah, I was visiting my grandma in a nursing home, and she had like the schedule. She's like, Wii bowling, you know, come on over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the most popular
console.
Event, so.
It just got so much shovelware released on it that it became a joke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The cool thing is, though, it's still being used in a lot of ways. Even if it isn't for Wii Sports now, it's kind of like a Netflix machine for a lot of people. But
yeah.
It's still being used.
Use it for Netflix.
That's interesting. Of all the things. And my second memory, mm-hmm. it starts with a little backstory. I was getting into streaming I was trying to get into streaming. I had started with Extra Life in 2009, and it was just I had watched streaming. I had never heard of it before. Got into it, and I decided that was something I really wanted to do. And I watched this one stream of it was this charity marathon, 48 hours, all Zelda games. and they had like a little camera set up, and you could like you could like actually watch them play. And I just saw what a great time they were having, like just like crowding around playing a game live for all to see. And I was like, that's something I want to do so badly if I could maybe do it one day. And then fast forward later, release of Skyward Sword's coming up. I do this Zelda celebration week thing. And I decided, since I had so many friends on my IGN and just so much support and people were really excited about the thing, I decided this would be the time to do it. I'll get my friends John and Ross gathered up and we'll see if we can actually do a Zelda marathon stream and see how it goes. And and we did it and it was unbelievable. Still my favorite stream. Because it was
didn't you guys do a podcast?
Yeah, we did a podcast too.
John playing Zelda too.
It was absolutely horrible. The podcast was horrible, but yeah. And it was just like, it was just first time ever where I was playing a game in the vicinity of others, but we were sharing our victory with people around the world, like around the country, around the world. And just, it was that moment I realized like how much I wanted to be able to entertain people by doing that, by streaming, after such a great time we had with the Zelda marathon. Like, we were doing Darunia dances, like, on the couch and shit, and we were just, like, ordering pizza and just, like, chatting it up with people in the chat. It was amazing. It was one of the most fun moments of my entire life.
That was awesome.
That was the first time I heard your hand kill.
Yeah, that's right. I did the entire ending of Wind Waker in a hand kill voice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Did you finish it yet, Sam?
He who touches the Triforce will have his wish granted.
Just imagine that epic ending, but with Hank Hill's voice.
Oh my gosh.
It was like this, Sam. It was like, no, go. I shall stay here and stay in the city and accept my mistakes.
voice for other people. I can't remember who else there was.
Oh God, my favorite part.
Walken was one.
Yeah, that's right. I genuinely made myself laugh with this. At the very end, Ganondorf, when you're fighting Ganondorf, and the king of Red Lions, he makes the wish on the Triforce for Hyrule to be submerged and for Ganondorf to be washed away. Ganondorf proceeds to like laugh. Like, it's just him laughing for, like, a minute straight. And I did it in a Hank Hill voice. So it was literally just, propane. And I was actually making myself laugh with that. And, there's that overall experience. I even got sick during the stream, and I still didn't care. It was just
that
so much fun.
That stream was actually where I met a lot of people.
Yeah, that's where I met a lot of people from my IGN. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a great time.
First time I ever met Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Bob,
and
probably.
Gosh, the third one. I've got like three, but I guess I'll just pick the best one. Probably would be.
Oh please, they're all bad, Anthony.
The best of bad. I mean, we're still talking. We're still talking like a four.
The most
bearable
range for us. Please.
I mean, do you guys want me to do the Kingdom Hearts critical one or?
Okay. It's whichever you want to.
I would do the release of Smash Brothers Brawl.
Mm-hmm.
I went with all my friends at the midnight release at GameStop for Smash Brothers Brawl. I even invited people from my school. That's how into it we were getting. Like people I had barely talked to, and they came. Like three school classmates actually came, and we went back to my place. And oh my God, we played Smash Brothers Brawl from like midnight till 8 a.m. And we played so much, just never stopped. We were drinking Jones soda. We had drank so many Jones soda, really sugary soda. It was the table was just covered. You couldn't even see like the table or the floor. It was just chairs everywhere. Three TVs set up with each person with a copy of Brawl so we could all play at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Just drinks like everywhere, pizza. We played so much that the last thing we did by the morning was we unlocked Sonic, which I believe is like 200 matches or something.
Yeah, that's like the last. Yeah, it's like near the end.
You can unlock everyone in like 30 minutes now, though. Or not now.
Yeah.
But you do like the flower on the head, one HP or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It was just, oh my God, like, we were just numb. I'm like, just brawl, like, we were zombies, just brawl, like, just having such a good time. It was amazing. unlocking things. Like, it's just so, it was just so much fun. Like, every like couple, like 15 minutes, someone would be like, oh, I unlocked this, or I unlocked that, or how's Snake? Is he really good? And like, everyone would test out characters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was just so much fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Day after Brawl came out, we went and got it at midnight release. Like, my dad hates midnight release. He's like, no, you go to sleep or whatever. And we were like, Dad, please, this is the world to us, you know?
Whatever. Yeah.
This is the event of a lifetime. He's like, oh, fine. So he drove us around to the store. We grabbed it. We came back home. We just slept because we were tired little kids.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then we woke up. My brother and I went straight up. We played straight or the whole day, like all until like midnight the next evening or whatever. We did Subspace Emissary straight through, and then we just played every single character and just kept going, finding our favorites and stuff.
It's awesome.
Nonstop. It was beautiful.
We played so much. The next day we had a party, St. Patrick's Day party. It was something. But my cousin David and I, we had a party afterwards, and everyone had to leave at 8 a.m., and we had to go to the party at, like, 10. Still hadn't slept. No sleep at all. Brought the console to my aunt's house. Just played, unlocked Falco. We got so groggy and tired that we napped at her place. We went into one of the rooms and slept on the floor because we had been up for so long. Good times.
Man.
I hated every moment.
Been responsible for many 4 or 5 a.m. nights for me with friends.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. I played Scott Pilgrim arcade game after seeing the movie, night of seeing the movie, came back, played it with my friends for like 5 hours straight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good times. Hated every moment. No. All right.
So, since this is a D-Nut sort of deal, what are you guys' favorite D-Nut memories?
Should we just do one?
Yeah, sure.
We're at an hour right now, just to give you an idea.
All right, we'll just do one of these.
Split two.
All right, Sam, what's your favorite D-Nut memory then?
should we mention for what people what D-Nut is for people who might not know?
Yeah. I'll leave that to you.
D-Nut is our clan on Uncharted 3, where we all play as Donut Lazarevich, and basically we our philosophy is high fives above deaths. You have to get a high five, and we're all terrible, and we all have a lot of fun. So there you go.
It's glorious.
Yeah.
Let's
see. I think it was actually pretty recent. One of them that I remember standing out so much because I laughed so much. It was one of the new lab maps, the one that has like roller coaster rails everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That map is so cool.
Uh huh. And. Anthony, I forget, it was either you got a kill or I got a kill. We got a team kill, and we wanted a high five, and one of us was like,
yes!
And you leaped from like the highest point, and I didn't think you were going to make it, just fell all the way down.
Oh my God! From my angle, Sam, it looked incredible. It was like you just the D-Nut, like just jumping, it slowed down for me, just jumping an incredibly high distance, just dropping, and I landed right next to you for the high five.
I know, it was so beautiful. I laughed so hard that night.
Yes.
It was like the best thing.
Do we have that recorded?
I saved it. Yeah, I saved it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good.
It's amazing. Oh my God. It doesn't sound as good as it like when you see it from the angle, it's such a high distance that it's like, I think I was in the middle of a battle too. Like I just hightailed it out of there. Just jumped off the building just to get the high five.
Yeah. I just screamed. Yeah. High five. And he's like, Oh gosh.
Oh, that's beautiful. A great one.
Mm.
What about you, Jose?
Oh man. This is back when the D-Nut just me, John, and Ant. We used to play. We used to play all like practically every night, and we always. I don't know why, but we developed a thing where it was high fives before kills. Like we had to get the high
fives. Oh, high fives come before kills. Yeah.
Yeah, this is where it came from. Me and Ant, we were dominating the match, and they were starting to come up. They were starting to climb up the thing. And we were to the point where we could have won the match. We were there. The guys were there. They weren't looking. Yeah, you could have killed those two guys and won. But no, we turned around because there's a high five. They're right there. me and Anthony turn around, we high five, and literally we get blown up. I can see your name, and we lose. We lose the match because we have to high five.
Your team must have been like,
literally, right when our hands clap, boom, RPG, they win the match. Oh my god! Oh, I'm just laughing. Oh, it's the best. Oh, god.
What's your favorite DNA memory, Jeff?
I think mine is probably has to do with Uncharted TV.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow we managed to get ourselves featured on Uncharted TV, not once, but I don't know how many times. Seven, eight.
Oh, God, like six, I think.
Yeah, it's up there. And because of that, people took us as a serious clan. Like, they thought we were, like, out there to, like, really, like, make a difference and, like, take over the game or something. Because I used to get messages every day from people, like, I bet you guys aren't even good. But you guys suck. My cousin played with you, and he said you were terrible. And one of my favorite things ever is that I just searched D-Note on YouTube one day, and I came across his video. His name was Nathan Drake.
Yes.
That's his YouTube name. So you can go look him up. YouTube, Nathan Drake. There's a video of him fighting Anthony, Jose. I wasn't in the match, but Anthony, Jose, and Johnny. And
yeah, I saw Jose.
The video is like, look at me destroying the D-Nuts. Like, they're not so even any good.
That's not a claim to fame.
I remember that match.
We only had I think, 3 views. And because of me finding it, I think I, like, quintupled his reviews. So I just shared it with everybody I could. I thought it was the most hilarious thing ever. And I, like, commented on it as D-Nut Lazarevich, which is our, you know, YouTube account. And he took me very seriously. He's like, no, you guys were really bad. And I'm like, yeah, that's sort of the point. He's like, no. And he did eventually realize that, oh, these guys are just assholes.
Oh, they are bad. They're really bad. And they know it.
Oh, my God.
I will say, after we got on there, though, like Uncharted TV in general, it just seemed like there was a lot more variety that started to pop up on Uncharted TV.
Sam,
we started a movement. And it's still going today because they're doing like animations.
Because up until then, Sam, you had never. Everything was like someone showing off their skill.
Right.
And we tried to turn Uncharted TV into like actual entertainment, like an actual, like almost a variety show kind of thing. Like
it
was a different. We had a different video every time, and we tried to do themes around it, and just we were funny. And
man, when I saw the Jaws video for the first time,
oh my god!
I still think that is the best edited video.
Oh, that is the greatest thing ever.
Been on TV.
If anyone hasn't seen it, check out Jaws D-Nut on YouTube. Jose made it. It's unbelievable.
Change
I still
up.
Swear I was playing with Ant and John one night, and I follow this guy one of his videos of him like doing really good. And I see him playing with donuts, like at Dina Lazarus.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking down at the entire TV while Anthony John are talking. Okay? And I was looking down at it, because I didn't have it on full screen mode. And I swear I saw the demon name every time he was still up. And I was like, I think we're on Uncharted TV. I think this guy is like showing his skills against us.
We're on the asset.
I was telling Anthony and John that we were on there.
We were on the ass end, but we were on it.
Well, yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Matter,
That's great. Mm-hmm. Amp, what's your favorite Dino memory?
Oh, man. Okay, so aside from high fives, my favorite thing to do in playing Uncharted is to mess up Johnny. Johnny's my friend. I hate him, and I try to constantly like mess up his game. Like I throw grenades at him and I run in his way and stuff like that. And it's the greatest thing ever. And we were playing a map. We were playing a match. It's streamed. It was for Extra Life. In Chateau. And we were on the top platform of Chateau. You guys know the main room everyone goes in. Johnny was in the corner.
That's where we got it.
Johnny was in the corner near the treasure chest. And people were coming at us. And we were like about to get attacked. And I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna mess with John. And I ran over to him. And we were all D-Nuts. and I ran over to him and just started running into, like, his body, like, so that I would jam him so that he couldn't move. And he's, like, trying to move, and I know he's got to be just laughing at this point. And I'm just running into him, and he's clearly just, like, fed up, and he throws his kickback, mind you, his kickback 3 grenade thing at me so that he can kill me. He knows he's going to kill himself too. And this is the best part. Right when he does it, right when he throws the grenade at me and him, Jose runs through. He wasn't even involved in this. He just comes up out of nowhere, runs through. The grenade blows up all 3 of us. And just 3 dead Dina bodies flying in the air. I was laughing so hard. I like put my controller down. I just see Johnny afterwards. He wasn't on audio chat, so he couldn't convey his laughter. So he runs over to me and just starts taunting like crazy, which I'm sure is like his way of conveying how funny it was. We were like laughing so hard. Oh man,
we should link that video.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And Steve makes the blog of this podcast. Link it
out. Yeah, for sure.
I like don't care about wins at all when we play. I find it so much fun
because you'd be rather depressed.
Oh god, yeah. You know, I mean, we've had a total whopping of like 2 out of 600. I like it more when we act like idiots and like when we kill each other.
Sort of like a hammer matches where our goal is to kill ourselves before the enemy can kill us.
That was gonna be my favorite moment. A private match where we was just all D-Net people.
Good segue, Jeff.
The submarine icy level.
Yes.
And it was just like, at first, you know, we were trying or whatever, and then I think Emil and I just started killing each other with it. And then, like, we realized that the other team could not get any points because we were all dead. So then it just became a fight of, like, whoever was losing was trying to get to them before they could kill each other. And whoever was winning was just trying to kill each other before the other team could get to them and catch up. Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, that's
my favorite memory of that match is actually the first and possibly only time that Regal ever played with us.
Oh, yeah.
And it was him and his cousin, or him and his friend playing. And they had absolutely no idea
what was going on. Probably like, are they drunk?
me and Johnny ended up having something like over 100 suicides because we just kept going.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, God. Hysterical.
Oh,
I didn't look at that game. I was so sad. I was like, no, we had it. We were ahead.
I think we won that one, too.
It's not up, yeah. Oh, that was so much fun. And then I just want to mention that it was Emil and I ended up as partners, and this is what started our big old rivalry. Is we just started shooting each other with rocket launchers.
Oh, I've always wondered what started that.
It was because he invited me to the Skype group, and then from there I joined the D-Nets. And first few days I got a 5 not alive, which is another favorite memory, but we'll go into that. And then it was the first one. It was Emil and I. It was on You guys have a special name for it. It's like the...
For a weapon?
Extra vagina?
No, not
extra
that
vagina.
City of Ass.
Yeah.
And it was Emil and I got in a team, and I just shot him, and then he's like, oh, hell no. So the whole match, we're just shooting each other. It was being streamed, I think, and Anthony's like, wait, are Steve and Emil killing each other?
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Oh, man.
I think that's kind of where it started, where we just started making fun of each other.
Oh, wow.
Good time. Mm. Yeah, so those are my favorite DM members.
Already.
All right, so on the blog, I was quite surprised. I was all ready for, once I got to the main page, for a bunch of hate-filled comments to fill up the blog. But it's actually very positive. It's just a bunch of people talking about their favorite memories.
Rightfully so.
So I've got a few here that I'm going to read off that I just thought was really cool. Ungagoy won. Says that he plays a lot of games with his uncle. They play good games and stupid games, and they always have fun. Their favorites are Mario Golf, Toadstool Tour, and Wii Sports Resort. And I just think that's so cool, being able to play with like your uncle and stuff. Because I got to play with my uncle. He came to pick up my cousin who had spent the day with us, and we were all playing Star Fox Adventures, and we're trying to do that test of strength where you just have to pray a
spell. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
For like 3 hours, like we'd switch off with all of us trying it, and we could not do it. And then my uncle comes, and we're like, "Uncle Ken, you got to try this. You got to try this." So he sits down, and he just does this crazy technique, and he's hitting it super fast. And I'm like, "Don't break the controller." Test in like 3 seconds. We're like, "Thank you."
Oh God, the one I have trouble with, Steve, is a test of fear. That one's so tough.
Oh man, I love that game. But all right, so another comment. I probably like it because it's Call of Duty. But MGS Sub-Zero. Back in Modern Warfare 2, he and his best friend were in a team deathmatch on Rust, which is a really small level. They were working together. As they were getting the kill streak, both of them were getting on their kill streak. And one of them got the AC-130 first, and he was using it, and his friend was, like, camping him and protecting him and stuff. And then he got, you know, a bunch of kills at that. And then his friend has his AC-130, and then they're backing each other up. And they won, and it was 27-0 and 25-0 for him and his friend. And, I mean, the matches like that where you just completely dominate with your buddy is just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's one match I was playing with my brother and I, and it was in Black Ops on Jungle, and I got my attack dogs and my chopper gunner, and I was just, you know, I had 46 kills, I think it was, and then I was, like, on fire. I was like, these guys are terrible. We must be, like, dominating them. My brother had, I think, 23 kills. Yeah, 23 kills. And so I look at the score, and we're losing. And I was just, wait, how are we losing? We have 69 kills just between my brother and I. And the end score was 6,900 to 7,500. We had four teammates who didn't get a single kill.
Oh, God.
Every single one of them, because I died about 5 times, I think, that match. And my brother died, like, twice. So the other 68 kills or deaths on our team were all our teammates. And it was just, we were laughing so hard. It was beautiful. It's beautiful. All right, so third and last one, in Sanilum 13. This was my favorite. He was playing Mega Man Zero and was fighting Omega. And I think it was at his grandma's house or something. And it was so hard, he nearly broke his Game Boy Advance. And when the sub-tanks were all through, he had a sliver of health left, and he dash-slashed through him in a true Daniel Bryan fashion, he says. And he just starts screaming, yes, 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 at the top of his lungs at the dinner table. And his grandma is just like, why is he so excited about that box? Mega Man 03. And she's just like, well, put your box and Superman away. And he just sat there just contemplating that his grandmother just called Mega Man Superman. And he just started laughing for like 4 solid minutes. This is so funny when you talk to someone who doesn't know anything about video games.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that one. So, yeah, those are some of the moments that people said on my blog, and I just really like them. That basically concludes my schedule for us tonight.
All right.
Anything else you guys want to throw in?
I'd like to share one more memory.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Kind of an important one. I remember when this back in 2005 or 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was kind of a low time for me, and I picked up Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh.
Because I was reading about it, reading on like just mesmerized by this game, and I remember playing the demo and so like enchanted by it and like the wonder of it. And I don't know, I was just feeling really down when I was playing it. And then just like playing it and feeling all the loss of fighting like the Colossus, and then you grow this attachment to your horse. And then it picked me up, and it's like a moment at the end of the game where you kind of jump in, you're with your horse and you're trying to make it over. And
oh my God.
You don't need pants.
Oh my God. Jose.
Should I end it right there?
Jose.
Cut off. We're done.
Hurry, stop it. Jose, did you hear me say uh-oh?
I knew you would catch on quick.
Oh. Nobody's gonna know what that means. It doesn't matter. Steve, do you want to send us off, Steve?
That's it. Thanks for joining us. I hope you are inspired to think of some of your own memories, because honestly, they bring great time just talking about it with your friends and stuff. So, thanks for listening. That's it.
All right, guys.
The podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, I didn't hit record.